the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
There you go. Rock me. I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Check out the Edge, state-of-the-art kitchen and bath showroom in Broadview. Also now open in Orland Park.
Oh, check that out.
Big win for Orland Park, I got to tell you.
Hitting the store?
Yes.
Yeah.
Things are loud. Hey!
Turn it down.
Checking in at
number five.
Following his meeting at Trump Tower today with Donald Trump, the son of Martin Luther King Jr., spoke to reporters in the lobby on the holiday named for his father. And in the wake of Trump's criticism of civil rights icon John Lewis, who Donald Trump would say,
he started it.
I'll talk okay? No action.
He started it.
Martin Luther King III was asked if he were offended by Trump's tweets.
First of all, I think that in the heat of emotion, a lot of things get said on both sides. And I think that at some point, you know, I am, as John Lewis and many others are, a bridge builder. The goal is to bring America together and Americans. We are a great nation, but we must become a greater nation. And what my father represented, my mother represented through her life, what I hope that I'm trying to do is always bring people together.
And I think now the onus is on the president-elect to be a bridge builder as well. His chief speechwriter for the inaugural address says unity is going to be one of the big themes.
That'll be good.
That is good. And then you hope it's followed up with action.
I am not all talk, no action. I'm all action.
No, that's John Lewis,
I'm all action, all tweeting.
Who spent his entire life fighting for civil rights and had a lot of acts.
Here's more of Martin Luther King III.
What do you think your father's message would be to President-elect Trump?
This is the final answer I'm going to have, because I'm going to reiterate what I just said. I think my father would be very concerned about the fact that there are 50 or 60 million people living in poverty, and somehow we've got to create the climate for all boats to be lifted. In America, with a multi-trillion-dollar economy, $20 trillion almost, it's insanity that we have poor people in this nation. That's unacceptable. And when we work together, we know we can roll up our sleeves. There's nothing that we as Americans can't do.
Okay. All right. You said it was constructive conversation. So we'll see what happens now.
Yeah, that is a good. That is good.
It's good. I guess initially it was reported that Trump was going to be going to the National Museum of African American History in D.C. today, and that's how he would be spending part of this MLK Day. And then it was removed from the calendar, but then Sean Spicer said, no, that was never planned. So instead he met with Martin Luther King III.
Now, the one thing I will say here that I think is that is a little alarming, just a touch, is that in the heat of emotions, people say things. Yes, that's true. But I think that's where we sit right now. And it's one thing for those who lost to be emotional, because they are. Mm-hmm. But for those who've won to be emotional, this is where he should take a page out of Ronald Reagan, which is calm and decisive, not reacting to. He doesn't have to react to Saturday Night Live.
No, he doesn't.
I watched Saturday Night Live and I thought, oh, I can't wait to see what Trump says about this.
I know.
But I don't want him to pay off on that. That's the thing. I said it, but I didn't want it to happen, and it did.
No, you didn't think it would, because he already did go after them, and I don't know.
And Saturday Night Live isn't, Saturday Night Live even responded to it? And Saturday Night Live wasn't even that good this week. It has been
Alec
better.
Alec Baldwin was on it.
Yes, still, but I didn't think it was Trump. That good. He was wearing a Russian flag on his lapel. Just thought it was kind of funny. But, I mean, other than that, I didn't think that was, it did seem like they went a little over their skis to try to get them.
Yeah, I guess it is what it is. It's a satire show, and you know, during a time of politics, they're going to be extremely political, and that's what it is. It just sort of feels, at some point, you would expect him not to be tweeting about that kind of thing. But now I've just gotten rid of that expectation, because I think that's who he is. And
shouldn't be.
Right.
And he shouldn't be dealing with international diplomacy by Twitter. That is beneath the dignity of the office of the president. It is. Sorry. You deal with that. That's why you have a cabinet. That's why you have you have ambassadors. That's why you have the whole system. That system is in place for a really good reason. You cannot do not reinvent the wheel at this moment. It's not – if the wheel – listen, if all the wheels fall off, it's one thing. But the wheels haven't all fallen off. And I think one of the reasons I think people are so alarmed at the moment, including some of his own supporters, is that – and he goes in with not a healthy approval rating is because people are there because he isn't acting like most presidents would. And I know we wanted somebody different. Fine. You got to listen. He's different just by his very nature, just by the fact that he's a business guy and that he won't release his tax returns and he won't tell us what he's actually doing. He's not really getting rid of the family business. The family's just going to run the business and they won't talk to him. Okay. Trust me on this. I mean, all those things would have sunk anybody else. Anybody else, but they have not sunk him. So he's a different cat. We get it. But now he's got to at least start to seem. Remember when he promised us he was going to be so presidential to be bored?
He did promise that.
Yeah, I want to be bored.
And I believe
bored.
That. The time.
Stephen A. Smith delivered commentary on the black community attacking black leaders for meeting with President-elect Donald Trump. He called people like Steve Harvey, who met with Trump last week, and Jim Brown and Ray Lewis, who met with Trump after he was elected, sellouts. Calling them is not helpful.
Has anyone thought about what impact it could have if Trump spoke to LeBron James? How about Steph Curry? How about Mike Tomlin, Tony Dungy, Chris Paul, Adam Jones of the Baltimore Orioles, or a host of conscientious sports figures connected to communities committed to helping inner cities ascend from an abyss that has plagued us for decades? What then? Will they be sellouts too? Just for meeting with the man? For expressing their concerns? For articulating what ails these communities and providing ideas on how to resolve problems? The answer would be no, at least for anyone with sense.
He's right. That's why I love Stephen A. Smith. Even if he can't get his curly fries in the drive-thru.
Even if he always seems to apply an extreme amount of anger toward every situation. Or at least that shouting tone. It doesn't always seem to warrant.
I am not angry.
No, okay.
I just talk like this all the time.
I've come to accept that. And even when it's about something like curly fries, it still comes out that way. I mean, you know.
I would like my iced tea with a small amount of sugar and light squeeze of lemon. Is that so hard to find, a light squeeze of lemon?
Can you imagine being in the break room with him?
I have been in the break room with him.
You have at ESPN or whatever?
Yeah, CNN.
Pass the sugar!
Yeah.
Like, okay. All
right. Yeah, he kind of like that off the air, too.
I got it for you. Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.
But he does deliver a good point there.
Yeah. Right,
everyone criticized the Steve Harvey meeting and the Kanye meeting, and I thought that was a little strange,
well,
too.
Well, the Kanye meeting, forget about it. I mean, that was.
But that's what Kanye said he was there about, remember? It was about helping inner cities and conversation about.
Right. So where's your straitjacket? But all the people he just talked about, he's 100% right about. Uh-huh. And whether it's Martin Luther King III or whether it is Steve Harvey or what, fine. He's not a sellout. He's not, those guys are not, I mean, if they want to go and have a conversation with the president-elect, that's great. I mean, I love the fact that he wants talk show hosts to have conversations with him. As talk show hosts, we should be very, very, very happy about that.
Yes, we should. You're waiting for your invitation?
Yeah, that's not going to happen. Not forthcoming. But the point is that we have a different style of a leader, and maybe there is something positive to be said from that. We can't just because people listen. He's the president of the United States. He's about to become the president of the United States. He is. There are no two ways around this. Mm-hmm. This is the future, and so the question is, can people engage him, and will he listen, and will he synthesize data and information? Which is not a question that we've asked about a lot of presidents as they're ascending into that office, but it is, you know, it's worth having, and he did, and it's not like he's sending people away at the gates.
Right.
That's good.
And Steve Harvey, apart from he's got, 10 jobs, but one of them is a successful radio host, right, of a syndicated radio, and he's in... You would think he's in touch with the communities because of that work. So
yeah, that's what we tell people.
Come out of that. History in Washington, the inauguration of Donald Trump. WGN-TV brings you live coverage from Capitol Hill Friday morning beginning at 9 on WGN-TV News. Got ahead of myself there.
Top 5 continues checking in at
number 3.
Leaked video of Australia's Nine News anchor Amber Sherlock yelling at Julie Snook.
Mm-hmm. Great names.
Has soared to international heights. After being made the butt of jokes by late-night host Jimmy Kimmel, leaked viral clip of the two showing an uncomfortable off-air exchange where Sherlock demands Snook put on a jacket after they both turn up at a broadcast wearing white.
I need Julie to put a jacket on because we're all in white. I asked her before we came on. Julie, you need to put a jacket on.
Blood out. I haven't had time. Does someone...
I told you 2 hours ago. We know
Amber,
in chat room.
This is not... So I'm sorry. I've been flat out.
Well,
honestly.
I'll call wardrobe and we'll get something.
No, if
it's fine, Sandy, but there can't be three of us.
No.
And I've made this clear 2.5 hours ago.
Amber, if it's an issue, I can get on out of here.
It is an issue. Go and grab a jacket.
Might sound patty and everything, but you know, being in TV, that there's color balancing and you can't have a straight white screen if that's how it looks.
Is that true?
Yes, it is true. Right. In fact, a lot of camera operators will tell you, I don't like it when you wear white at all because I can't balance the camera. Everything kind of jumps or over-modulates.
Why didn't she get a jacket then?
Yeah, why didn't she get a jacket?
I don't know.
Jenny, someone able to grab me a jacket, please. If it's an issue,
I wasn't saying it for no reason. The wardrobe girls will be furious downstairs.
I'm wearing blue for one, Amber.
I know, but it doesn't look like it. Get a producer. I told her there's 2.5. There's one hanging up outside the control room. Just get it on. There's a black one hanging up. I made this. I told you.
If it's an issue, I'll just jump on out, honestly.
Fine, jump on out.
Ooh.
If that's what you'd like to do. Come on, wearing a jacket is not... I asked you 2.5 hours ago. It's not the highest request.
All right.
Jenny.
This did go viral, and I didn't really understand this. I'm like, oh my gosh, what was that about? But it was
our
a
top
color
story
beans.
Tonight. 85 found dead in a gas leak. You know, it's sort of like,
it does seem
put it in perspective,
petty,
would you?
A little petty comparatively to what else is going on. For sure. Right. One of them did eventually turn around and wore the black jacket. So.
Oh, thank God.
Then it was okay.
These are the kind of problems they have in Australia now. Think of the problems.
Someone should have just taken their dress off.
Oh, God. What kind of news are you talking about?
Oh. I like that idea, by the way.
Yeah, that's how...
Babe alert. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Chicago Cubs made it to the White House. Took 108 years. President Obama rushed it through. At the insistence of Laura Ricketts, where it's being reported today.
It's the Tribune today.
Yeah. But it's going to be an interesting kind of moment. Grandpa Rossi got a shout out.
David Ross and I have something in common. We've both been on a year-long retirement party. But unlike Grandpa, my team has not yet brought me a scooter with a motorized golf caddy, but there are 4 days left. Maybe I'll get that.
It's a very cool moment for Chicago, I think.
Yes.
See that and celebrate our city in the national limelight.
And finally.
Number one.
Alec Baldwin, Saturday Night Live.
Oh, yeah.
I want to talk about what is really important, which is jobs, okay? Because I am going to bring back a thick stream of jobs back into this country. The biggest, strongest, steadiest stream you've ever seen. This country will be literally showered with jobs because I am a major whiz at jobs. And this will be a golden opportunity for me as president to make a big splash. Now, who's with me? I know you're in. How about you? You're in.
Yeah, I'm watching that, and I'm just thinking to myself, oh, he's not going to like this.
He's egging him on almost. Not that you should do that or be able to do that with the president-elect. But
as you'll recall, last week he said that those kinds of reports that he was involved in some kind of an activity that involved waterworks.
Well, the hashtag trending was Golden Shower, remember?
But then yes. And he says, listen, I wouldn't do that. I'm a hypochondriac. What is wrong with you people? Look at me. Or not advocate, I know, germaphobe.
Germaphobe, that's what he said.
I'm a germaphobe.
To be fair, it hasn't really been proven to be factual. It was in that dossier.
Yes, but to be fair, also, urine is sterile. Let us wrap this all up.
The top five at five.